Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Maddie A.
What's up? What's up? Welcome into today's Throwback Wednesday. Yes, you heard that right. Every Wednesday, I pull some of our best clips out of the Millionaire Mindcast audio vault for your listening pleasure. Whether it's snippets from my past solo episodes or previous guest interviews, each episode is hand-selected to support you on your march to a million and beyond as you build wealth, as you design and take action to achieving your definition of a rich and fulfilling life. These are all tried and true and tested principles, practices, and disciplines that can help you level up. So without further ado, let's dig into today's episode right after this short message. This episode is brought to you by ExtremeAccountability.com, the number one virtual platform for world-class accountability groups for hard-charging entrepreneurs and business owners alike. If you are someone who is already successful and you're ready to take it to that next level and want to mastermind weekly with other hand-selected high achievers who hold each other accountable on life and business goals, head over to ExtremeAccountability.com to learn more.
Wealth affirmations for the win, baby. What up, what up, what up? Welcome into another episode of Millionaire Mindcast. Let's go ahead and dive into today's Wealth Tip Wednesday.
What's going down, everybody? It's hump day. I am always excited about hump day. I always think of that camel from the Geico commercials rolling around the office, just stoked, asking everybody, hey, guess what day it is?
That's right, it's hump day. Hump day.
Yep, I'm that dude, stoked on hump day. But you know, another thing that I'm actually really stoked on besides hump day is I've recently rewritten and revisited some of my affirmations, and I try and go back and make sure that the affirmations are actually moving me, you know, in an emotional way where I'm not just saying some recited statement, but it's actually some powerful incantation that's moving me into a different state that gives me a different feeling inside. And ultimately, you know, if you're not familiar with affirmations or incantations, these are thought or written, most of the time spoken statements, powerful statements that are used over and over again to reprogram our subconscious minds. And a lot of people use them to overcome limiting beliefs, fears, anxieties. It's used for all kinds of things, but they've been proven to be extremely powerful. And pretty much every single successful, highly successful person that I've studied uses them in some area of their life.
And I was interviewing a couple people this past week for some future episodes. We got some good interviews coming up. And after asking and hearing some of their affirmations, what I realized was a lot of them actually have affirmations focused and centered around wealth. And for me, a lot of the times, I say affirmations for my health, for my family, for how I want to show up as a leader, for how I want to show up as a dad, as a friend, as a son. But I realized that I actually didn't have some affirmations that were focused specifically on wealth and what I wanted to attain with wealth. So I was inspired to go back and rewrite a few wealth affirmations, which I want to share with you today. And I actually have done a little bit more research, and I want to give you a few other examples that will hopefully inspire you, if you haven't done so already, to go and write some wealth affirmations and add those into your daily routine. And for those that don't use affirmations very regularly, I just want to give you a few quick tips on how you can use these or incorporate these throughout your day to say your affirmations. You can just randomly try and remember to say them throughout your day, usually when you wake up or when you go to sleep. Those are good anchor points throughout the day that you can kind of start training yourself and creating habits around using and implementing your affirmations. But I like to say my affirmations in the morning when I'm driving to work. That's a really easy way of reminding yourself to kind of incorporate this part into your routine. And I'm kind of that weird dude that's sitting at the light with my music blasting, and I got, you know, a fist pump going, and it's not because I'm pumping to the music, it's because I'm getting stoked and excited about the affirmations that I'm saying. I'm getting emotional. I'm saying them aloud and really creating some feeling around them, and that's what Tony Robbins often alludes to as a state change, and so he uses his incantations. If you've ever seen him do his own affirmations, and if you haven't, go check it out on YouTube. I mean, this dude literally gets hyped. He has inspired me to use affirmations like that. And so I say them in the car. That's an easy space for me, and it's a comfortable space for me to really get crazy and create some feeling with my affirmations. Another one that I like is I actually write down with a Sharpie on my mirror. So when I wake up in the morning, I am already looking at some of my affirmations, and I say them as I'm, you know, brushing my teeth, or, you know, after I get out of the shower, when I'm in the shower. Having post-it sticky notes around the house or in the office might be a good opportunity. So those are just a few examples of how you can incorporate some of your affirmations and these wealth affirmations that you want to start using on a daily basis. So real quick, wanted to share three new wealth-building affirmations that I've created for myself and give you a few extras to finish the episode with so you can go back to the drawing board and hopefully create some new ones for yourself. One that I'm really enjoying saying right now is, I love being wealthy because I know I can help so many people with the wealth I create. I love being wealthy because I know I can help so many people with the wealth I create. This one gets me fired up, I'm not going to lie. I am not only excited about creating wealth for myself and the security that it will provide my family, the experiences and the fun and the fulfillment that will provide for me and my family. But ultimately, it gets me fired up because I have more opportunity, I have more flexibility, I have more freedom to give abundantly to the causes that I am so passionate about supporting and elevating in this world, whether it's an individual, whether it's a particular organization, whatever it may be. I love being wealthy because I know I can help so many people with the wealth that I create. And another one that kind of ties into this is, making money is good for me and everyone in my life. And I like these two, and you know, they really are interchangeable, but the reason I like them is mentally, you know, subconsciously, I am building a great relationship with my money because I know the positive that it can bring to me and everyone in my world. And as Tony Robbins always says, Money just makes you more of who you truly are on the inside. So if you have a great relationship, money, and you see it as a tool, as an energy, as a vehicle to do good things for yourself, for the people that you love, and for others around you, as you get more of it, you just become better. You just become more powerful and a force for good. Whereas the people who are greedy, the people who don't necessarily have the right outlook or approach or appreciation for money and just want it for the wrong reasons, for greed, it just makes them more bitter, more unhappy, and it doesn't create more fulfillment in their life. So I use this affirmation as being a positive force and reminder subconsciously as I say this incantation and affirmation on a daily basis that I love money. I have a great relationship with money. And the more wealth that comes into my life, the more freedom and flexibility and passion and purpose that I have to go and make a difference with it. Another one is I am happy, healthy, and completely wealthy. That's just a simple, clean, easy little one. Another one that I like saying is I release all opposition to wealth. I am only positive towards wealth. And that goes back to just continuing to create track upon track and reprogram and continue to program all of the right feelings and emotions and mindset around how I look at wealth. And if there are any limiting beliefs in there about wealth milestones, I want to continue to remind myself that I release all opposition to wealth. I am only positive towards the wealth creation in my life. A few others for you that I like that I wanted to write down and reference were, I am thankful for the comfort and joy money provides me. I am thankful, I am grateful for the comfort and joy money provides me. I like that one. Every day, in every way, I am becoming more prosperous. Now that just gets you excited, right? That's a feel-good statement. Every day, in every way, you are becoming more prosperous. And a good one to wrap up on is, my wealth derives from honesty in everything I do. The reason I really like this one is a really key word, a powerful word in that affirmation, and that was honesty. There are going to be many wealth-building opportunities for you in your life. Just make sure that you never allow the greed of making money to pull you out of alignment with your integrity, your morals, your values, your sanity. You know, wealth and money is not worth your sanity. And as you continue to build your wealth, just make sure that it is gained and derived from honesty, from integrity, from ethics, from all of the right reasons instead of all of the wrong reasons. And the affirmation, my wealth derives from honesty in everything I do, is a great reminder to keep you in alignment with that, to subconsciously plant those seeds, to keep your moral compass strong on this wealth building journey. So I hope you got some good ones here today. And this served as a reminder to go and create some affirmations in the areas that you want to move towards, that you want to cultivate in your life. And I'm sure you can agree the importance of saying these things to yourself on a daily basis and how they can really start to sink in, the power behind them. As you continue to march towards that $1 million milestone, if you are marching towards that $10 million milestone, whatever it may be, just remember to keep investing in yourself and your wealth. Cheers, my friends.